Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Suzanne Tarazi Ferraro, your host, and our co-host this evening is Frank Perino. We are live, and we are discussing tonight nursing homes kill people. This is our Wednesday night show. We want to get rid of those nursing homes. And it's in the memory and honor of many of my family members, my great-grandmother, my two grandmothers, my parents, and my paternal aunt.
Yeah, and I think you just got cut off. I don't know if I did. Anyway, we'll try to get her back on in her sight. And one thing you don't want in life is to wind up in a nursing home, a nursing facility. I wouldn't even call it a home. It's a facility. And there are, you know, numerous reasons why you wouldn't want to be in a place like that. They take all your money. You go there to finish your life, to die. And people take advantage of people in nursing homes, not only the staff, other people. Yeah, I was talking about how people don't want to go to a nursing home.
Oh, no, their fear. I am. I've been in a nursing home. I know what it's like. I truly hate it.
Yeah.
You know. Just to mention a few things, I wasn't washed one time. 2 weeks. They couldn't decide what the corner room, who was going to wash me. And I was in the corner in my lovely private room. I didn't care if I was in a private at that point. I just wanted to be washed. 2 weeks. How could you, like, get away with that? But you can in a nursing home. And that was in the rehab unit. Imagine what it was like in the long-term unit. That would have been scary.
Oh, they're having a debate over who's going to help you?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going to actually come into my room and actually help me, you know, get the water, go bring me to the shower, whatever I was supposed to do for that evening. Not give me a shower every evening. Oh, heaven forbid if it was a shower every evening, you know, but... Seriously speaking, I thought that to be, you know, I could take a shower on my own, just roll me there, because I wasn't allowed to use my electric, my power wheelchair there. So finally, luckily, my husband had bought me my power chair, and one of the nights I got so pissed off, I just switched over to the crappy manual wheelchair that they gave me, and gave myself my own bath. And I just was like, in relief at that point. It felt like invigorating, and to the point that I was like, let me spring myself from this joint. I wanted to just leave. That's how bad it was. But then I came back to reality and said, oh, wait, they're going to charge me instead of my insurance company because I'll be against medical advice, and that's how they get you.
I wouldn't pay them.
Yeah.
Treating you like that.
Oh, yeah,
well, you know,
the problem
wouldn't have existed if you'd been able to have your home health aide in there with you.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have had that problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
And there would have been no debate either.
Nope. Not a debate at all about
That's
anything.
One of the things that we advocate for, you know.
Oh, we've advocated before coronavirus.
If a person has to be in a nursing home.
Yeah.
What?
We advocated for that before coronavirus. We advocated it, you know, way before that. And yet, they're realizing that there's a gross deficiency in the nursing homes. And yet, they're paying a lot of money towards these nursing homes. I cannot even begin. You know, it's terrible. Really,
it's
terrible.
A real horror story world.
It is. It is.
And you don't want to
people
wind
don't...
up in one of those places.
No, you don't want to. And yet, don't think that you are free of that. You know, because we know somebody who her brother put her in. We know that.
Oh, I don't know why she keeps getting cut off. I don't think I'm off on the show. I think I'm still on. Anyway, yeah, family members can be very, very indifferent to their loved ones and put them in a nursing home. See? That's another reason why we need to change this system and the way things are done. I mean, with all the money that's spent, $172 billion on these nursing homes, no one should have to go into a nursing home with all that money available.
That's correct. Yeah. They should be able to stay in their own home. When I found out that amount, it just literally floored me. I'm like,
why does your phone keep going off?
I don't know. I looked at tried to see if there was anything that was making it do that. I just don't know.
Is your battery charged up?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I have phone trouble.
Clicking off.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm hoping I did something different. I'm hoping that it won't now.
Yeah, $172 billion.
You believe that? Isn't that crazy?
I would make a prediction right here and now that if Innosight had $172 billion, nursing homes would be out of business.
Yes, they would.
Without a
Without a doubt. You know, we won't take
and
these
the owners
people
would still make money.
Oh, yes, they would. Because we are going to take it and start a totally different program. Don't think that we're going to just take the money and run with it. No, that's not our intention. Our intention is to make an entirely different program that keeps people in their own home. And people are saying, well, how are you going to do that? Well, I'll tell you right now, Volunteers for Freedom. And what that is, you get a home, you know, health aid person, and you, whatever is deficient in the system that is not going to pay the entire amount, okay, through Medicaid, it's not going to, you know, actually pay, you know, for your care.
To keep the person out of the nursing home.
Right, exactly. Or keep them from going in, you know, so they can have the proper amount of care. And that's important.
Well, that's one big part of our proposal.
Yes.
Another part is that the agencies should be mandated to raise money to help this fund.
Yeah.
See? If each agency donated a couple $100,000 a year to this fund, we would be able to operate it and keep it going.
Certainly. Absolutely certainly. Say that money.
And they should raise it.
Say that money that the government is giving the nursing homes, all right, is now given to keep people really out of nursing homes. Not the money that is kept and held by, you know, the four programs that are supposed to get people out of the nursing homes and haven't done anything about it or prevent them from going in also.
Let's be honest. They'll get people out. But what good is it if the places are still there?
Or if they go back in.
Other people go in.
Exactly. You know, I mean,
doesn't make any sense.
My mother died before she can get the opportunity to even speak to one of these people or even have herself evaluated to get out of the nursing home. How do you like that?
And these,
I was so...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was so livid at that point and very upset that I just, you know, I called them afterwards and I said, don't bother. She died. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
You know?
And these programs that get people out, right?
Yeah.
They can't go any further than that. That's it.
Yeah. No.
One woman
they can't
who they got out a couple of years ago, a friend of a friend, was living in an apartment. I spoke to her several times. She was struggling, you know, and trying to get the help she needed. And all of a sudden, she disappeared. I don't know. We don't know where she went or what happened to her. The stupid agency wouldn't give us any information. I mean, we were her advocates, you know.
Yeah, I remember.
And I don't know what happened to her, whether she went back into another nursing home or whatever. But these programs are half-assed.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they can't do a damn thing. We can't do a thing either right now to get these places closed down or convert them into housing because we don't have the money. But the agencies that are getting people out, they have some money.
Yes.
But they can't do anything about it.
That's right.
State of fire.
Really, yes, they will. Look at the gentleman for Maureen when she was, you know, speaking with him, and he was at an independent living center, and he said, you know, oh, they'll die, you know, most of them will die before we can get them out. He told the truth, for God's sakes, and guess what? He got fired. That is really telling the truth in this day and age gets you fired? What?
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
understand that.
The state doesn't
freaking,
want people to know.
Hello? They don't want, no, they don't want anybody to know that
they don't
they're
want people to know that.
Facilitating a genocide. I am going to say it straight out. They don't want, they don't want, you know, people to remain alive. They're going to, just that's what it is. People, they want people to die, so another set of people go in, and it's population control at this point. Why
they don't want you to
anything?
Ruin their gravy train.
Yeah, exactly. It is their gravy train. Holy moly. I never thought in my life that I would be talking about nursing homes in my older years, you know, but I am. I am so, like, upset about them that it's easy for me to just tell you,
well, you have reason
everything
to be.
About, oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Who wouldn't be?
And it's
under
not
your,
like
you know,
I put...
Given
each,
your circumstances.
Each, yeah, well, I didn't put any of my members in there without somebody threatening me. And that's the sad part. You know, I didn't want my family member to be in there in the first place. You know?
And the people who threatened you wouldn't do anything to help you keep them out.
That's right.
They think that those nursing homes... Or the best place for people. But it's a damn lie. They're not the best place.
No, they are.
They're the worst place.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is why this program is dedicated every Wednesday to getting rid of these nursing homes and forming an alternative right in the person's home with the help that they need.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
We believe it can be done.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's time to get rid of these horrible places. And they're also ruining the image of the disabled.
Yes, they are. They're making us feel as if we're, you know, just lower than everybody else. I feel that way. Whenever I, you know, have to deal with these nursing homes, they're disgusting. You know, that I have to feel, you know, in that manner. I just don't know how, you know, people can, you know, do that. and get away with it. That they treat you like half-assed and you know, don't even give you any rights, and you're, you know, trying to deal with these people on a regular basis. It's disgusting, you know?
Inner Sight, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his recent $100 donation. Kennedy Realty.
He's a sweetheart.
And our friend at Suffolk
really
Bus
is.
Corp.
Yeah.
Donating $2,000 to keep the show on the air. We greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Suffolk Bus Corp and my good friend John Corrado, who's the president. All right, Inner Sight, Big East, the key to rescue. And Tom's River, New Jersey, want a great dog to be a service dog? Consider the Akita, the dog that Helen Keller loved and brought
to
this
country.
She really did. All right, Inner Sight. By the way, the number at the Big East, 609-388-7004, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. And tonight's show and every Wednesday night is dedicated to getting rid of the horrible nursing homes. Nobody wants to look forward to going into a nursing home that I know of.
My aunt called me from the hospital when she was in there. And she said to me, they want to put me away. She was so desperately calling me. Do you blame her? No, I don't blame her. She was panicking, Frank. Absolutely panicking.
Yeah, well,
you know?
That's what happens. And that's why people get worse.
Yeah.
You know, the fear of that alone.
Oh, yeah.
Can push somebody over the edge.
Yeah.
People who are ailing to begin with, you know, and then you're going to take away their home and their money and whatever other possessions they have and keep them in a horrible place where they don't want to be.
Yeah.
That's got to make anybody worse.
Yeah, definitely.
The other day when Mr. Clinton was in the hospital, said on the news they released him, and they made it a point of saying he's going home to continue his treatment.
Yes.
See? That's what happens when the money is there to make it happen.
That's right.
And $172 billion is there to make it happen.
Yes, it is.
Give us a one-shot deal on that.
Yeah.
And we'll do it.
Yes. Thing
incredible,
is mind-boggling. They have so much money set aside for this, and yet they're not doing it. They're not taking that money and using it toward helping. That's what irks me. That's what gets me down to my core. I cannot get over how people can let this happen, really.
Yeah, well, people are unaware. Now you have two different groups of people with this situation. You have the group who don't know what to do. They get desperate. You know, they can't. They have to go to work or whatever. They got to take care of the children or whatever. And they can't stay at home and watch their loved one all day, their mother or whoever it is.
I don't know.
Then you got the other group who don't give a damn or do it for the money, or they just want to get rid of the nuisance of their relative.
That's right.
And they put them in the nursing home.
Yeah. I dealt with
one.
Both.
is worse than the other.
Yeah.
I got more respect for the person who
works. Yeah.
Who can't do it.
Right.
Than I do for the other one who wants to get rid of the person.
You know, it bothers me to know that people want to just get rid of a person who now is, you know, doesn't have the capability and the cognition to keep up with the rest of everybody. That bothers me. Slow down. Take your time, and that person helped you out, if they were your parent or your grandmother or whatever it is, through your life. How did you get on this earth without your grandparent? How did you get on this earth without your parent? How did you get on this earth, period? And you know, to me, that's just a real slap in the face if somebody just does that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but the other side of that is that the money should be there to help that person.
Yes, it should.
Because the average person can't take the time and the means to help that person if they have their own life, you know?
Oh,
but the money
should
be used to keep the person in a safe place in their own home.
Yeah.
Hey, we have any callers? By the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. Any callers on the line?
Yeah, let me check a second. Hold on. I am waiting for this to come up. Why the internet is so slow in my neighborhood today? Oh, yes, we do. We have Anthony from Brooklyn. Hello, Anthony. How are you tonight?
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? I'm okay. So
good. My
comment on the nursing home is that I wish, now I know this would never be, but I want them to be able to go into a nursing home with a camera and on television and actually take, you know, videos of the conditions of these nursing homes to really show the world what they're like, what they're worth, and the kind of care that they claim that people get. Let me point out something about a nursing home that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people take false comfort and have false hope in the fact that, you know, there are state investigators that go in and investigate these places and, quote-unquote, inspect them. Well, they know good and well when they're coming. You know,
exactly.
They're warned. And they know, I can gather, too, that they probably know around about what time they're going to come, like what time of the year, you know, around what time of day. So it's not spontaneous and it's not random. We all know that it's between the hours of 9 and 5, and, you know, they'll change the curtains and change the bed sheets and move beds around, you know, where it might be too congested on one floor and this shouldn't be and that shouldn't be, and they'll probably add a few extra workers to the roster that they wouldn't, you know, automatically have there on a normal day, and workers that they wouldn't replace if they didn't show up. And I also wonder, when these people retire, how long it takes for them to, you know, get another person to replace them, and how that person takes care of them once a quote-unquote good or half-assed decent worker is gone. Because, you know, we all know that, you know, you kind of get what you get, and it's half-assed care, or as Frank called it, a half-assed job, and, you know, whatever you do is fine and nobody says anything, because we all know that the supervisors really don't care what you do, because they just want you to, you know, get to the next patient, and, you know, it's around the clock, quote-unquote, care, and they just want to get out of there, and they know that you really can't take care of a person unless you get, you know, one-on-one care and we all know that beside the point, each person only has two arms and two legs, so it's impossible, really. All they do is run back and forth, you know, and give them a pillow or something to drink, but you'll never really get that level of care, because if you're the type of person who is able to take, you know, a full shower, they're not going to take the time to help you because they've got so many people, you know, so all you'll get is like a little bed bath, a little bird bath, 1, 2, 3 thing, and then told that you, you know, you have to go on to the next person and your supervisor will come and clap their hands and come and tell you, no, you know, you have to hurry up, you have to be fast, you have to this, you have to that. And we all know that they don't use universal precautions and take off gloves properly and probably change them and all that, because they're going to say they have too
many. You better if they put them all in one big bathtub.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like that song Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath, all
yeah,
on
yeah.
Saturday night, you know?
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's like, you know, they think that you're acting like a princess or a prince if you get to take a shower, or, you know, if you expect, you know, a proper, you know, level of care and clean bed sheets and things like that. You're just not going to get care that you get at home. And, you know, if you demand it, they're going to tell you that.
There's,
you know,
a good point. You won't get the care in the that you're going to get in your own home.
Exactly. It's true, though.
And they're just going to tell you that, you know, you want to be babied and things like that, like they did, you know, with Suzanne when she was in the hospital, and they put somebody in her room to take care of her because she, you know, needed more care than what they want to give. But that's in a hospital. But imagine what it's like in a nursing home where you don't go out and you don't go home and you don't leave, and that it's not temporary, and you're going to live like that the rest of your life, and these people fall off the beds and, you know, for all we know, lay there for hours. I know my uncle was in a nursing home, and he fell off the bed more than once, and he got hurt. And the one time, the only way he was able to get help was because he called my uncle that lives a few blocks away and told him that he fell on the floor. And he, you know, couldn't get their attention, and he needed help. And my uncle went up there screaming, and they said, you know, well, we didn't know, we didn't hear him, we didn't this, we didn't that. Now, it might have been, you know, but other people would find that hard to believe. But then again, that's what you get for putting them in a nursing home, and that's the kind of care you get. But you have these selfish-ass family members who say that, well, they're my parents, and they gave birth to me, and they took care of me because it was their responsibility, and I'm their child, and they're older now, and they can't expect that kind of care because I have to work, and I just can't do it. I just can't provide it, and I have to do what I have to do regardless if they're my parents, and if I have to put them in a nursing home, then they have to expect that, and they have to accept the circumstances of their life because that's how it is, and I just can't. I won't. I don't want to. Okay, sure.
Well, here's the situation with that. That does bother me in a sense that if I had the ability to actually, you know, take care of my mom, I would have. But because of my health and because of my own circumstance, I couldn't. But say, for argument's sake, I could. Believe me, you, she would have never gone into a nursing home. Never. Nor my
but
father.
But you have a willing heart, Suzanne. In your circumstances, it's different because you are disabled yourself and you are bedbound. But a lot of these people have two arms and two legs, and they know good and damn well that their family member can be taken out of a facility, and all they would have to do is ask for it. And I'm quite sure that some of them have more than, you know, significant accommodations and an extra bedroom and a place for them to stay. They just choose not to. They don't want to deal with it. They want to wash their hands.
They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to see their loved one in that disabling condition. They don't want to see them demise. That's it.
Yeah, but I would rather just see them demise in my home, Suzanne. I mean,
right.
maybe
yeah.
they're not going to go see them in the nursing home. And, you know, if
right.
you if they're in your home, then you have to see them demise. I mean, I'm
That's
not
right.
saying that dying is nothing or that it's not a big deal. But, you know, eventually you close your eyes and you know, it only takes a little while and you die. But even if they were
right.
uncomfortable, you know, at home and suffered, you know, I mean, there's hospice care. You can take medication. You could see the doctor even if you had to go by ambulance until you die. You can go back and forth to the hospital even if you have to fight
That's
a
right.
long battle. But when you're in these nursing homes, they don't attend to you to protect your life, to prevent you from dying, to watch over those falls, to get you the kind of care that you would get in an outside, you know, physician, because all they do is re-prescribe the same medication, I heard, and they don't really pay much attention to the people because they figure, oh, they're old anyway, and they're going to die, and they're sick, and they were sent here, you know, to die, so what are we going to do? And they know that. So, you know, I mean, if you knew that it was your family member's last days, why wouldn't you want to spend it with them in their home? You know what I mean?
Well, I want to make an analogy here because I think it's very important that people understand the inner sight philosophy. For all the years that the government has not given us accessibility, you know, and the half-ass laws and all the and the lawyer that said the other day that there's a pattern in this country of discrimination, and he's so right. For all those years and for all that, the government owes it to every person to let them remain in their own home and to put into practice the inner sight idea of what we want to do, because first of all, it'll save a lot of money and take the burden off people and get these agencies off their ass to start raising some of that money. They owe us. They owe that to us. That's the least they could do for us.
That's right.
You know, because there's not going to be any drastic changes on discrimination shortly. It may take, who knows, another 100 years, if that, you know. But
right.
they owe it to us to be able to remain in our own home with the safety that we need and the money to make it happen.
But I'll tell you what, Frank, I honestly think that the government doesn't care about, you know, what people do, because they always will say that, you know, whether you choose to put your relative in a nursing home, you know what's best, and it's an individual private decision, and it's civil liberties and blah, 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 and the government can't get involved in that and all that. So all they're going to have is these half-assed programs, you know, to, you know, kind of decorate a nursing home and you know, glorify everything and make you feel like you're still an American citizen.
Oh, yeah,
still
I
have,
agree with you. They don't care.
Yeah. It's like, you know, whatever you do, if you don't care about your relative, then why do they, you know, why would they, you know, they don't know who they are. You're just a, you know, one of the God knows how many who you know, go into a nursing home.
Well,
so
a lot of people do care about their relatives but can't do anything about it. They don't have the means to do it.
Yeah, I agree with you with that, too, but if you don't have the means, you got to try to find the means. You've got to try to contact an advocate. You got to try to do something. But then again, you know, if you don't have money, there is the issue again that you rely on these programs from these independent living centers that will go nowhere till the day the person dies. And we all know that. So then, you know, they probably don't bother with it because they feel overwhelmed by the process. And when they find that out, they, you know, look at their circumstances and say, hey, this is just, you know, too much for me. I'm overwhelmed. I'm outnumbered, and I won't win. I'm only one person, and, you know, money talks and bullshit walks, and they all know that. So, you know, they just leave them the way it is, because what are they going to do, you know?
Both my mother and my father never went to a nursing home. My mom lived to be over 90. She died in the hospital. My dad was a different situation. He was an alcoholic, and he lived to be about 75. One day he just got on the couch, and he said, "That's it. You know, I'm only getting up to go to the bathroom." He ate a little bit, not much, and he stayed there until he passed away.
Oh,
but you know what? That's better than a damn nursing home.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it certainly is.
No.
Damn right it is.
That is.
Yeah.
And we helped them. We did little things for them, you know, and whatever we could do. And he passed like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It was a slow and sad process, but at least it was in your home, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it his way.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, hospice care is just as good, but people don't think like that. I mean,
nope. These
people
are
not God. They're not providing divine care. They're changing diapers like they do, you know, at home. So what's the difference? But
yeah, right.
People,
they don't seem to see that. They don't seem to see that what they're doing is promoting more sickness and more disease and more costing the taxpayers money. They don't seem to see that. I don't get that part.
They're not knowledgeable.
Well, their motive is money. Those people own these places.
Yeah. And a lot of these family members just want their family members' money. So, you know, they'll put them in a nursing home for a short time because they know it's only going to be a short time. And then once they die, you know, whatever money's left, they'll take them home like 2 weeks before they die, and then they die, and then all the money's theirs. And they'll, I took you home because you're my grandmother, and I love you, and I didn't want to see you there. And then once you're gone, you know, I have all the money to go to Atlantic City and do what I want with it anyway because I never cared about you, you know? So.
Oh, my gosh. You probably
that's the way it is.
You probably are right.
That's exactly the way it is.
Yeah, but it's sad.
Well, you know, I could, if you're honest and a person has money and you say to them, look, Ma or Grandma or whatever, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to help you, you know. If you want to, leave me the money. But, you know, you don't have to, you know. I could respect somebody like that.
Yeah,
I can too.
Of course, they're going to do it. They're going to help the person.
Right.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have anything else to do with the money anyway once they're gone. So why not to your family members? Because it's only going to go to a nursing home where they would just, you know, bank the money some more. You know, people whose lives never meant anything anyway. So you're only making these nursing home owners richer. And, you know,
we're going to move on, Anthony.
Okay, Frank, thank you.
Inner Sight, and thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For your good comments, as usual.
My pleasure.
Yes, always. Thank
all
you
right.
For
we're
watching.
On,
you're welcome. Take care.
We're on television, 11 o'clock tonight, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, on the rerun, Channel 3 on the Spirit. So tomorrow night on Altice, 7:30, Long Island, 7:30, Channel 20, tomorrow night. So check us out. And we do have a nursing home show running on a rerun. So very appropriate.
We do. Very appropriate for tonight.
We better do the...
Abel.
Suze with the news.
Here she comes.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Don't forget to sign our petition, and now back to Suzanne.
Yes, exactly. I tried to end it right at that point, but my hand wasn't fast enough. I was doing a workaround. Okay, back to me. All right, so now what I want to talk about is when we had a young lady who was, I guess she was unconscious, right, Frank? We got the story that this person was unconscious.
Well, the story I got that she was on a feeding tube.
I see.
You know, and couldn't talk.
Oh, I see.
You know, I believe she couldn't talk, and somebody, she was about between 50 and 60, not that old, young.
No.
And somebody, obviously a guy, got in to her room, you know, and they weren't watching her. They weren't
this is terrible.
Protecting her. And she got, he sexually assaulted her.
Wow.
She got pregnant.
That's terrible.
That's the story I got. If we can get, I left a message for the woman who told me this story, Allie, who used to, she was an advocate in the nursing home. She could give us, fill in more details if we when we get her on the show. It might not be tonight, but maybe next week.
Yeah, that would be really nice to get more detail about, you know, exactly, you know, what happened and then what they did. You know, did she sue, a family sue, or did she sue, or what? The case may be,
I don't know.
You know, how permanently damaged is she now, you know, in terms of, you know, she can't probably, you know, I would be devastated if something like that happened to me and I couldn't move.
But obviously it shows you how unsafe these places are, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And if that woman was in her own home with the protection and the safety that we want to provide, that we're advocating for, that wouldn't have happened.
That's true.
Not in her own home.
That's very
you
true.
Know, not with the good people around her and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
When you're in your own home, somebody rings the bell, you don't want them in there, you don't let them in. They try to come in, you call the police.
That's right. Not in a nursing home. In a nursing home, somebody could come to, like, say it's somebody that, you know, your friend knows, and they can come to, they can mention your name, come to the door, sign in, and go up to see you. That's very easy to see somebody, and you
could. Oh
yeah,
there's no good security.
No, there isn't.
There's maybe somebody at the desk downstairs. Well, what about the floors?
No, it's not even.
We did a show on this once. How there's no security guards to watch the patients, the residents.
You even have a step worse than that. All you have to provide is your name, who you're seeing, and that's it. And then that's basically what you have to do when you go there. You don't have any, like, I don't know if things have changed since COVID, but you don't have to. When before COVID, you just could walk in, literally, on a person. If you knew where they lived and what room they were in and everything, you could have just walked in. Say it was
your
ex-husband. Yeah. Say it was your ex-husband, and this guy had an order of protection on you. You had an order of protection on him, I meant. He could just walk in, literally. Walk in. That would be terrible.
Yeah. It's a very unsafe situation.
Yes.
And then you have, you know, it could be a staff member or another resident, you know, who could take advantage of you.
Yes, that's true.
Inner Sight, I want to go over some of the things that we want to do. Remember now, the figure, $172 billion that's on the care part.
Yes.
Of the nursing home that's being spent, right? So now, if there was a list of people, we call them Volunteers for Freedom, a list of people that would donate their time, and if there was a fund to reward them, you know, and you know this kind of thing would make a really good news story. Can you imagine every month we gave an award to another volunteer?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And sent it out and said, this person is dedicated to keep so-and-so out of a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a story that would make.
Definitely.
You know?
Make a great story.
And it would improve the image of disabled people, too.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you could bring the person in if they want to be part of it, the person that's the recipient of the Volunteer for Freedom. So saving money that way, reward the person, pay their phone bill, pay their car insurance. In some cases, you could even pay their mortgage if they donate enough time. You know?
Yeah.
A great, great way to get good people to help and support people in their own home. So they don't need nursing homes. The other idea, to get these agencies to band together and create a telethon to raise the money to keep this Volunteers for Freedom going, and also to now try and offset some of the money that the government is paying.
Definitely.
Let Inner Sight pay it.
Yeah, because we'll be getting the money.
Yeah. Inner Sight could pay for some of the hours if we would do a telethon and some of that money was coming in. And if Inner Sight pays for the hours, you know damn well we're going to protect those people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll have a lawyer call, have a couple of doctors, you know, some who are medical doctors, but also believe in holistic.
That's right.
You know, to help the person. This could be a whole new adventure.
Yes,
in helping people to live out their lives in the home of their choice.
What a concept.
And that's what we're striving for. That's the concept. The owners can help by and turning their places into accessible
housing
apartments.
Yeah.
They can make money with that.
Yes, they can. Easily, too.
So this show is dedicated to bring that about. And as we go along, we're going to try to get more people and guests. And I hate to say it, but you never know when the next horror story is going to be revealed from the nursing home.
Oh,
it's going to happen.
Yes. It's going to happen.
It's bound
for sure.
To happen.
Yeah.
You know? Give it time.
Yeah.
And it will happen. A lot of them get swept under the rug, you know.
Yeah.
Because people get threatened or retaliated against. You know, who want to tell and don't.
Yeah.
You know. But sooner or later, the next horror story is going to come out.
It sure will. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
In a site, 213-816-1650. Anybody in a nursing home? Anybody who has been told you got to put your loved one in there, or somebody trying to get out? Anyone? Anyone with an experience they want to relate? You don't have to identify yourself. Give us a call. Anyone who works for any of these programs and you're not satisfied with what's going on, you know, you don't like the criteria business, you don't like the fact that you get somebody out and something goes wrong and they could wind up back in, give us a call. Who's that in the background?
My husband commenting.
Oh. Oh, well, thank you. I didn't hear what he said, but...
Yeah, he was commenting about because his grandmother, he didn't have a choice because she wasn't on Medicaid, and Medicare was only going to pay for the nursing home rehabilitation. And that was it. And then after that, she passed on. It was very sad. He couldn't
even... Oh, but
even,
she came,
you
back
know,
home, didn't she? Or did she?
Just for a little bit, and then she went right back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what we're talking about, that it just, you know...
There's the money again.
Yeah.
If we had the volunteers for freedom, she wouldn't have to go back in.
Nope. You know, it's really sad.
Sure.
Really is.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. It's disgusting that in this country, $172 billion?
Yeah.
And you got to let people rot in a place like that and put the money in inner sight. We'll show you how to do it.
They don't want that. You know what they want? They want to use the money and keep the person rotting in the bed as much as they can. That's what it is. That's how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong, okay? If you prove me wrong and you make it something that is homey and something that somebody can actually, you know, be comfortable in, then, you know, prove me wrong. Totally wrong.
Well, we're
going to
get a
I'll
proposal written up.
Yeah.
And we're going to present it to a congressman.
Yeah.
You know, I know where
I
to send it.
Good idea.
I have the woman's email. I could send it right to her.
That's
to Congressman Andrew Guarino.
Okay. That's awesome.
You get
that
proposal written up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to. Yeah.
And we're going to get it to them and tell them. We're not going to ask them. We're going to tell them.
Yes, yes.
Get rid of these places. They're horrible. You know? And you know what I'm going to say to them? If they make excuses, I'm going to say, all right, I want every congressman and every senator to be sent to a nursing home.
Yep, and live there.
That's what I'm going to say to them. You don't think
tell
they're so bad?
Tell me how good it is.
Sign up now.
That's right.
Go ahead.
That's right.
Put your money where your mouth is. Prove it.
That's right. Prove it that it's such a nice place to be.
That's what Inner Sight's going to say to them.
Do you know what I said when Governor Cuomo was the governor? I said in one of his things, but I got banned from saying it again. I said, oh, Governor, why don't you put your mom as the investigator of these nursing homes and let her tell you how it really is. I got banned from that chat. Is it wrong for what I said? No. He kept saying Happy Mother's Day and this, that. Well, we're all sitting here like...
Well, I happen to know that I knew Cuomo's dad, you know.
Yeah.
And I never met Matilda, but she's a beautiful person, you know.
Well,
and I bet
I
you she'd do a hell of a job with something like that.
Yes, she would. I said, let her decide on how good these nursing homes are. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Let her decide. You have your daughter, you know, working on, you know, the stuff for COVID. Have your mom work on the nursing home stuff. She'll make sure that things are okay. I got banned from the chat. So maybe I'm telling something good. The moderator didn't like what I had to say. Of the chat.
Yeah, of course they don't want to hear that.
That's right.
You know? All right, Inner Sight will keep telling it like it is.
Yes, we keep telling the true stories. It's not anything that isn't the truth. I fell off of a Hoyer lift because the Hoyer lift broke in a nursing home, and I wasn't even supposed to be on a freaking Hoyer lift. They said, oh, but your legs got to remain out. You tore... what was it? It was my quadriceps muscle. And that if I didn't keep it, you know, out, it would never heal and I would have to go for surgery. Well, at that point, I was sort of looking for surgery instead of staying in that freaking nursing home. I'd rather have surgery. So what the stupid thing and let me get back to my house, you know?
Well, there's other ways to help those muscles that they don't believe in.
Yeah. Well, it was torn in a very awkward way. That it was hard for it to mend very easily, so I had to keep it extremely still and outward. That was the biggest problem.
Yeah, there are different herbal packs on the leg that promote the mending and healing of muscles. But they don't use those things.
No.
You know, different oils, too.
Well, that'd be good to know, the different oils. But I mean,
but they only know one way of doing things.
Yeah.
Because that's how they get their money.
What you told them, they would do something that's the opposite, you know?
Yeah. That's another reason why those places are so horrible. They're not open-minded when it comes to healing, either.
No. I think there should be a combination approach. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow night show. Where's the stimulus? Why don't the agencies get us some stimulus?
That's right.
Tomorrow night, we'll tell you how it can be done.
Definitely.
We have a very creative idea on this that would attract a lot of money. All right, Inner Sight. Oh, go ahead. It's your show.
Okay. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, and we can be reached at 631-224-3090, and I'd like to thank Frank for coming in and joining me for the show, being a co-host, and also he's a host too, I would say both, and he's the executive director as well of Inner Sight, so he has a lot to give. When he comes on our show,
I can't hear the prompts, remember?
No, I know. I'm at 2 minutes, so I'm doing well. Then
we got 2 minutes.
We've got Anthony, and Anthony's still listening. Thank you for coming in and giving your great input, Anthony. I look forward to you coming on other shows as well. And basically, we, you know, had a very nice evening talking about how we can get rid of these nursing homes and create a new program together. And I hope that Volunteers for Freedom will be soon on its way. And we, you know, Inner Sight, you know, will have a way to do it. And Frank,
any corporation that would like to contribute to that, contact us.
Exactly. And we have a 90-second prompt. And what that means is it's time to end the show soon. All right. So thank you for calling everybody, and thank you, Frank, like I said. And we will see you guys Wednesday next week.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9.
Yep.
Inner Sight. around the world.
That's it.
Goodbye, world. In a sight. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.